In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hello, and welcome back to the U Up Podcast. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I am Jared Fried. So good to be back here with you, Jordana, in studio. We're here.
We are here. It is one of the best days of the year. Happy birthday, Sean, our producer.
Are we ready? Ready. If you didn't like the long intros, you're about to get a long happy birthday. Ooh. Happy birthday to you.
It's like Marilyn Monroe is here.
That's right. Sean, happy birthday. Big day.
Big day. It's a good time of year to have a birthday.
It is the complete opposite of February 21st.
Yes.
As far as hope, as far as beauty, as far as day,
general feeling in the air,
general feel. Yeah, this tastes like a good day to have a birthday.
Although, I mean, it is a Wednesday. Is the only birthdays on a Wednesday are a little tough. But, you know,
Jordana always here to bring us back.
I'm
down
just
to
trying
earth.
To, you know,
keep
be
it real.
I'm trying to keep it real.
Yeah.
We can't let you know. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. It's not like Friday, May 26th or something.
Yeah, that's a better date.
Yeah.
But this is good.
This is good. Solid. I would say towards the 10, from a 0 to 10.
But as far as like, you know, summer birthday, not great. And
growing
overrated.
Up more, I think also that was like, oh, your friend, you know, your friends aren't there. You don't get the school birthday.
Yeah. This is really at the height of school birthday, friends in town, weather cool enough to wear light jacket, overcoat, you know, those things.
I always had a very awkward birthday. So my birthday is September 7th, and it was always like the first day of school.
Yes.
It's like no one wants to be like, it's not the time for this.
We have other things going on.
You know what
on.
I mean? It's like you walk into, like your first day of work is your birthday.
Yeah, no.
That's not, you're just pretend it wouldn't be.
Yeah, just let's not even mention this.
Like, you're not going to meet everyone in your class and then also tell them it's just weird.
No.
Yeah. Way better as an adult.
I got teachers to meet, Jordana. Shut up. I don't even know this third grade teacher. I got to make a good impression.
Exactly. No one cares about your birthday.
Yeah. And what are you going to do? Walking with cupcakes? Hey,
right.
Everybody.
It's like, I don't know yet.
No.
At all. Yeah.
First day of school cupcakes. No, these are birthday cupcakes. You have to explain.
Exactly. It's weird. And then it's weird for you.
It is weird. Yeah. That is that's a tough one. But now that's actually you fall into a good time.
Yes. Like in now it's a great time.
Now it's a great
time. You can still do an outdoor activity, but it's not sweltering. It's like.
Absolutely. Yeah. And people are, if you think of it in the sense of like people with luxury problems that listen to this podcast, their friends are back from their summer things.
Yes.
You know, people are in town. People are looking to like get back in
do
the swing
things.
of their in-town things. Yeah.
That's true.
September 7th. Wow. You really outdid Sean.
I think it's up there.
It's up there.
Who knows?
Look at Maddie. When's your birthday? January
27th.
Yeah, that's February 25th. Don't try and out-sad me.
Yeah. It's a little depressing. I'll
it's
give her
depressing,
that.
Yeah. It's pretty bad. You've put a shroud over this whole room.
Yeah, but at least she hasn't got, it's not like the end of February where you've been doing this for a whole extra month.
Oh, totally. You know? Yeah, there's nothing grosser than my birthday.
Worst day of the year. But speaking of absolutely nothing that has to do anything with this, I wanted to address the reviews and the intros that I talked about last week.
What's it called? The intros in the room.
I'm both like extremely happy and honored and flattered that everyone actually listened to my call to DM me and let me know if they like the intros. And I got so many messages, not just today, but yesterday as well, which goes to show a lot of those people are subscribers, which is probably good that they're engaged with the show.
Sure.
But it also made me never want to ask for feedback ever again.
I knew this was going to happen because the people writing the reviews that are negative are like one extreme. The people that are getting back to you, like, listen, it's very flattering. This is you just called the internet as
a fickle friend.
That's right. The internet is a tough thing to judge what direction to go creatively.
Yes.
You have to hear the internet. You have to not get offended by the internet. You have to be, you have to get not, get not too pumped up by the internet. You have to
find. You can't let your ego get too into it, and you can't feel too bad about anything negative.
Totally. And I mean, that's a lesson for like relationships too. Like if you're, I mean, I talk about this all the time. Like we've talked about this, just the idea of like that like mountain you're climbing towards the wedding is a ton of social media posts that are just constant injections.
Yeah. Of serotonin.
A serotonin. It feels good. You're a little celebrity to your, like, whatever your group is, you know? Yeah. Like, and, you know, you have to, and at some point that goes away and you got to look at who you married.
That's true.
You know, you gotta like say, okay, and I have, listen, every week I'm on there posting shit. I'm trying to, you know, everything I post, I do believe, as delusional as it sounds, is the thing that will go viral, that will have, you know, Mr. Netflix come up to me and go, you're it, kid, get on the big screen, you know?
Even the Madison, Wisconsin cheesehead?
The Madison, like,
that's
especially
gonna be my big break.
I do think that. I think that someone will get it.
I liked it. I enjoyed
Thank
it.
You. I sent it to you before. Yeah. You encourage me, so I appreciate that. But that's the thing. Like, so I do understand how wild the internet can fluctuate your feelings. So when it comes to, hey, people, do you like the intros? You know.
Yeah, it's a little too open ended, I guess. So I like what you did. You did do a poll, which was nice, and most people did like it. And for me, I had to, I guess I had to see for myself.
Yes, of course.
In the wrong way. But it is interesting because I, you know, I do like to get feedback. I like to hear if I could improve on something.
Of course.
I'm sure you've gathered this. I'm like a huge loser. I used to love getting grades in school. I just want to be graded. I read all the reviews. I want to, you know what I mean? And sometimes you're high and sometimes you're low. So I do want feedback, but it is hard to please everyone in anything you do. Someone's always going to be not interested in what you're doing.
We never would have this podcast wouldn't be what it is today if we waited for the internet to tell us what to do.
That's true.
So, but I
will say,
you guys
don't even know what you want.
Well, you either like it or you don't. That's okay. But we have made subtle changes. You know, it did force us. I'm with you. I'd rather like, you know, I want to hear, it's the people you don't hear from. That's the, you know, that we're never going to hear. The silent majority that are out there. And, you know, we love each and every one of you. The loud ones, the quiet ones. We do appreciate the feedback. And also, I love that people are involved. Like, I like that. I got a lot of messages today, too. Love the opening. Love hearing about what's going on in your life. I think, in my personal opinion, it's like, it's a very relatable part of the show.
Yeah, and it's a community.
It's a community, that's right.
And that's what I think the people who loved it said something that stuck with me, which was like, that's what makes it feel like I'm in the room with you, I'm your friend,
yes.
I'm hearing about your life, I know who you are, and, you know, that's half of what we do, and the other half is giving advice that we're unqualified to give.
Absolutely. And today, you guys are here, put on the party hats, because you're at producer Sean's birthday party.
Exactly.
That's right. You get to be involved. And we're coming on the road. We spend a night with us.
Yes.
That's right. Spend a night with us. Let's hang out. Let's have a great time. The U Up Live shows are community focused. It is you guys coming out of the crowd, your real text messages, your real dating profile, giving a makeover, red flag deal breaker. We're playing together. We've got paddles out. You're going to come. We're going to take audience questions. It is such a fun time to come to a city and feel what dating is like there. You know, hearing what the dating tries and tribs are like in each town.
Exactly. And you're around other people with a similar sensibility.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? They also enjoy the show, or they're there with someone who does. It's a very community-based show, and that's what we love. That's what my favorite thing about this show is, the community, the discussions that happen around it.
Oh, my God.
On air, off air. You know, people tell you that it made them discuss something with someone they were dating or someone they've been with a long time. And to me, that's like the best part.
Great 10th date.
Yes.
Great hang with the group chat. Great to come alone. Like if you're out there being like, I don't know anyone in my town. I'm new to my town, or I've just, my friends can't make it. Coming alone is, I'm going to say like, yeah, what a night. Get dressed up, have a drink, meet people who are like-minded.
Exactly.
I've met, just like Jordana said, like I've met the fans a lot just traveling and doing the road, and everyone is like, you get it right away. You're like, fun, cool people, awesome, always great to meet. So here are the dates, people, because you got to get these tickets now. Boston, Massachusetts, That's in June. That's coming up.
Yeah, that's in
June. We're a month away.
Out. Yeah.
So get those tickets for Boston. San Francisco, June 21st. LA, June 22nd. We're coming to Austin, Texas, July 13th. Chicago, Illinois, July 26th. And New York City, August 10th. So a summer of you up. People come out. Get those tickets now.
Yes.
We don't want to get in a situation where, oh, no, hey, I've been trying. I didn't think that it would sell out. Oh, my God. Yes.
Exactly.
Betches.co/YouUpLive. What else is going on here at Betches, Jordana?
It's going to be a great show, and it's sponsored by Faux Pas, which if you haven't tried yet, give it a try. It'll be available at all our shows, so you're going to want to know what the deal is before you get there. So if you're coming to the show, give it a try. If you haven't yet, you're going to get to try it there.
Awesome. I got also dates. I'm going to be in Tampa, Florida, La Jolla, California, Minneapolis, Minnesota, Huntsville, Alabama, Nashville, Tennessee, Dayton, Ohio, Washington, D.C., Albany, New York, jaredfree.com. Also, you can find tickets to our U Up shows at my website, jaredfree.com, for all of those tickets and all the good stuff. We have a follow-up email.
We have a follow-up email, which is super timely because we just did this on the two Sunday specials ago at this point.
What was the date of this Sunday special, if you guys have it? Because I think it's if someone hasn't listened, they can go back now. Right. Go listen to it. Then you can hear the follow-up. It was all about Tony the contractor.
Yes. I think it came out on Mother's Day, which was May 8th.
May 8th. So if you want to pause... Because this is fun.
Yeah.
Like, you know who I was always jealous of? The people that never saw one Marvel movie. And they're like, I'm going to go watch them all. And I was like, God damn it. I already watched them all.
Are you the person who like wants them to watch it? I'm always the one like, you got to watch. You haven't watched. You got to watch them all. And I'm like, I don't want to watch any of them.
No, I'm not a pusher. Okay. I don't like that person. No, yeah. You gotta watch and Ozark. Right. Season 17 is when it really heats up.
Exactly. And then the next thing you know, you're on the fourth Harry Potter movie and you're just like, how did I get here?
What's happened to me?
I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
Now I'm too deep.
The Potterheads are a lot to deal with. They will really give it to you. You gotta. And it's like, no, I don't gotta.
Right.
I can do without Dumbledore.
I can dabble in Harry Potter. I don't need to be... It's very all or nothing with them.
I get it. Nerd gets some powers.
Yeah. I mean...
Parents dead. I get it. Okay?
Sammy loves that shit. When we were... I'm going to out her. When we were in high school, she dressed up for the first movie.
She dressed up?
Yes.
See, I So she put on like a wizard's hat to go to the first movie?
A cape, you know.
See... Okay, at least Sammy read the books.
Yeah.
My brother read them all because his name is Harry.
Okay.
I really think that was the only reason. I was like, you're reading? What are
it
you
might
reading
be. People feel like weirdly connected. Mike has the same birthday as Harry Potter, so that was why he was like
Harry
into
Potter
it.
Has a birthday?
Yeah.
It's not a real person.
Well, he has a name. It's also not
yeah,
a real.
Yeah, that's fair. You think there's people celebrating playing Quidditch on Harry Potter's birthday?
You think there's not? I think there definitely is.
Wow.
But yeah, if you haven't listened to the May 8th episode about someone shooting their shot with the contractor, listen to it because we have a follow-up on that email.
Okay, and here it is. So we should read it. Let's get to the email. Okay. Go ahead.
Hey, I was listening to the podcast as I made my 3-hour trek back home from my parents' house. I was feeling tired, but that sure woke me up.
Yeah, because do we contact people when we're going to do their email?
We contact them after we've already done it.
After we've done it.
Yes.
Okay. So the day after it comes out.
Yeah. It's too late for them.
Oh, so someone could like pop it on and be like, what the fuck?
Well, here's the thing. I assume that anyone who emails us knowing that the point of the emails is not for our reading pleasure. It's for the content of the show.
Of course.
So that everyone can. Right. So that's you by emailing us, you give us permission to read your email.
No, this is not about the permission. I agree with that completely.
Oh, like they don't even know until it's out.
Of course.
Right.
Because you know, listen, we get thousands of emails. Look at it. Every day I come in here, Maddie, her eyes are bloodshot.
She's been up all night.
She's reading all these. Yeah, she has to deal with the horrors of your dating problems.
She has to deal with the people responding to the red flag deal breakers that she posts on the Instagram with neither.
That's not the game. Yeah. So yeah, Maddie is like one of those like Facebook comment controllers. You know,
yes.
The people that like, and then they go crazy from having to read like from, you know. So you gotta read the horrors of this dating world. So we get so many emails that you couldn't, you hypothetically, like I have some people, the funniest DMs I get are like, wrote you an email to you up. I'll be looking forward to hearing from you. Right. It's like, I don't, assuming that
we get like one a week, I guess where that would make sense.
We've been waiting on you and your problems. And this isn't to demean anyone writing in. I'm just saying like, we get a lot of emails. Yeah. We got to be entertained. They got to be relatable. They got to be something we can, you know, a bone to chew on.
It's an honor to be chosen if we say so ourselves.
It's like getting chosen for Hufflepuff.
Exactly. Oh, but speaking of submitting your emails and your anything, if you are coming to one of the live shows and you want to come up for a dating app makeover, or you have a text message you want us to interpret, send it in, write the name of the show that you're coming to, and you can come on stage with us. So are more likely to get picked, if we're being honest. People are a little more worried of coming on stage, but they always have a great time.
It is a blast to go through someone's texts and dating makeover on stage. It is so much fun.
If you're on TikTok like me, I'm sure you've seen people obsessing over Sol de Janeiro and their perfume mists. Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Designed by master perfumers, their fragrances are unique and complex. They incorporate high-quality floral, amber, and wood notes with gourmand undertones for a completely immersive fragrance experience. And believe me, they are worth the hype. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist, this scent brings the warm feeling of summer to no matter the season, with silky vanilla, subtle florals, and creamy sandalwood for a beachy vibe anytime. It brightens your day. And you got to use the products at night, go out, get your sexy on, get dressed up. I love these mists. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code UUP10. That's soldejaneiro.com, promo code UUP10. soldejaneiro.com, promo code UUP10.
Okay, so let's get into this.
Thank you for covering it. If you were interested in follow-up, here's a recap of what happened after I emailed in. So just to give a quick high-level summary, she was buying a house and she had to fix a few things, so she was speaking to this contractor who she kind of asked out, but not directly.
Yes. And then he kind of lingered, so to speak.
Right.
To ask about house stuff.
Right. But didn't really like address the fact that she asked him to dinner.
Yeah. And we basically, our advice came down to time to move on from this.
Right.
Okay.
That was basically it. That he was, well, he did say he was probably more interested in the job or the work.
It did feel like he was seeing about, could I make money off of you, and less interested in getting dinner with her. Yeah.
So Tone, which is the name that we dubbed him.
Yeah, we gave him the name Tone.
Yes.
Okay.
Texted me on a Friday night, a little after a week, after the first screenshot sent to you, all business, asking when I close in my townhouse. After responding with the date, he kept the conversation going, and we ended up texting for a few weeks, nearly every day. I got the scoop on his K response. He was in the process of a breakup when I first asked him out, and he was surprised I asked him out because of our age difference. Turns out he's 54, I'm 31. I asked him for his skincare routine.
Fun. Okay. I like that.
Yeah. After more texting, lots of pictures, a nearly two-hour phone call, and ignored invites to a brewery, and even just to come over for some below-the-belt hammering, which resulted in a two-hour phone call, no hammering, okay, I sent him a message. I perceive an imbalance in asking of doing things, so I'm going to hold off until that's rectified. His response, which is very long, is screenshotted. I'm pretty sure he lit up a fat joint or had some edibles before writing that message. So let's read the message, and then after that she writes, thanks again for your accurate walkthrough of my text situation and waking me up on my long drive. So let's get into this text, and we're going to let you know if we think that we were right.
Yeah, let's start. So her text is her basically saying,
I perceive an imbalance of asking of doing things, so I'm going to hold off until that's rectified.
Okay, and here's Tony after his big old blunt. To address your point about me dodging your offers, here's my thoughts. Initially, when you asked me out, I was seeing someone. Not to mention, I was surprised you were interested in me considering the age difference. I'm not sure where you think this could go with all that considered. I think you're very cute, sexy as fuck in that dress, and a fabulous smartass, which I dig. I mean, that sentence is fantastic.
I mean,
that
she does seem like a fabulous smartass.
Yeah,
I have to say.
And I like the I like that he has a...
He's got a very, like, he's got a swag.
He's got something going on. Yeah, I think you're very cute. Sexy as fuck in that dress.
And he used the word dig to let her know that he, to remind her that he is in his 50s.
He's the Fonz. Ew, I dig it. Oh, you got a groovy vibe, babe. I've come to the conclusion, considering all I've been through, that I don't want to do things that don't sound fun, and a gala does not sound fun. Stuffy. Galas do not sound fun, not to mention I was going to be out of town any old way. So I guess
she
might
invited him to a gala.
I have never felt so free and alive, and I want to do nothing but have fun. Being in a committed relationship is not my jam right now.
Don't fall in love with me, kid.
I'd love to hang out with you and talk oodles of shit, but I ain't no boyfriend material, smiley face. Maybe I said way too much. Who the fuck knows, but I'm laughing. Oh, yeah, and I love weed, smiley face emoji.
All right. I mean, this to me is very clear.
Yes.
And then she says, my point was not specifically referencing this weekend. I've suggested a few times and nothing. I think texting every day and sending pictures back and forth means more to me than it does to you. So I think that can stop. It would have been fun to hang out. I'm glad you found your happy spot in life.
I get it. I'm just a free bird right now. Tony!
Oh my God.
You want something more grounded and solid.
Walk the line? It ain't me, kid.
I get it. I wrote this little guitar riff to let you know how I feel. I'm a free bird right now. You want something more grounded and solid. If you ever want to chat, I'm always here. I enjoy our banter. Smiley face, huggy face, kissy face emoji.
That's probably how it went in. He was thinking of it in his head.
Right?
Right?
That's how he said, yeah. That's exactly what he said. I didn't exaggerate at all.
Yeah.
I love this.
Yeah. I mean, to me, this is like the refreshing honesty of a 50-something-year-old man.
Yeah. He's being as honest as he can be while being polite. If he wants, come over and fuck me.
Right.
And not have to deal with me until you want to fuck again.
Exactly.
That's what he wants.
Yeah, he's like, I'm not looking to go to the gala with you.
No galas here.
I'm just looking to hang out and have absolutely no responsibility to you.
That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
And her text, let me give her some kudos.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
She goes, I'm not going to be sending pictures with someone. You're taking up my time. It means something to me. She was vulnerable.
Yeah.
And she goes, and it means a lot to you. And that's okay. I've dealt with less mature versions of this situation.
Yeah. And I think that's the best, like, this is the conversation that the fact that it happened earlier has just saved her so much mental energy of like, and what, why isn't he coming? And I'll try again, or I'll try this. Like, she was just honest with how she felt. She asked for what she wanted and she got a very clear reply.
And I don't think we were wrong.
Yeah. That's the thing. I mean, it sounds like maybe he probably would have had sex with her. So if the question is, would he have slept with me? And we were like, I don't know. Then sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe we were wrong. And the answer was like, yeah, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, this is kind of why this is kind of the male perspective that I'll give is stop poking the bear. You know, like if you keep poking the bear is going to come out and eat.
Okay.
So like she kept playing cagey, if she kept like going on and on with the pictures, he would have done this the rest of their fucking until he died in 2 years. You know, like he would have kept it going. He's having fun. He's getting what he wants.
Exactly.
And he is not, and everyone is self-motivated. We have to remember that. He's getting what he wants. He's getting just enough. He doesn't need to meet you in person. He doesn't need to go to your fucking galas. He doesn't want a relationship. He knows. And I've been in this situation. When you know that the texts are ahead of where you are and what you want. Right. And meeting up means way more to her than it will to him. And he even says it, I mean, in his kind of like high, whatever. I mean, like, he softens it. Oh, yeah, and I love weed. He's doing, he's like, I'm laughing at myself because he's trying to soften the blow of the honesty he's giving, which is, like, right, a little icky.
Right, which is, like, I'm not interested in anything real.
Yeah.
He's not saying that, but that's what he's saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, here's my meta thought on this, mm-hmm, is that, like, obviously we encourage, if you want to ask someone out, if you want to meet up with someone, like, the woman can make the first move.
Yes.
Right? And I think I've talked about this before, where, like, the rules, quote unquote, would say, don't do that because the guy might respond, but only passively because he's not actually, like, there's no way to know if he's interested, or he's more interested if he will message you, for example. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know if there's any way around that or if this is proof of that, which I don't think it, like, necessarily is. But I think that, like, I guess I just want to reiterate from this conversation is you can make the first move and then expect the other person to, like, still have standards for what you want the other person to do.
This, yeah, no, this is a, to me, I agree with you. This is, I hear what you're saying. And it sounds to me that you're saying, like, this isn't telling people, to me, this, yeah, this is an example of why you make a move.
Yes.
You know, and don't feel that, oh, well, now I'm asking. No, this woman gave him all the wood, the hammers, the nails for contractor Tony to build a date. And it's, that's, and I think that's what you're saying, right? Like yeah, you've done a bold thing that also, right, now you,
and
have,
there's
to,
nothing wrong with that.
There is nothing. No, this is to encourage that.
Yeah.
Because, but it's also to encourage that when you hit the ball over the net, they got to hit it back.
Right. And, but sometimes it's confusing because it's like, okay, they hit it back by responding to my message, or they hit it back by being like, yeah, come over. But they have,
that ain't hitting it back.
Right. They still have to hit it back in a way. And I think you have to think about that. What does success for this interaction mean to me?
Yeah. Have to get ahead. What would make me feel good from their hitting
of
back.
Of the outcome, right.
The many outcomes. Yeah. Like, you know, if you serve a tennis ball and then they catch it, put it on the ground and start masturbating, then they throw it back a few hours later, that's not the same as them hitting it right back with a plant.
Right. That's what, I mean, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, you have to, and I think that it's more helpful if you go into it, like you said, intentionally. You want to stay more intentional. I think that's true for this woman too, or any woman who's making a move. I think there's nothing wrong with making a move, but I would think before you made it, what does success look if I'm doing this? Is it a response?
Yeah.
Is it, I just want someone to talk to? Is it a date? Is it, you know what I mean? Like, what do you want from them following that? Because then it's easier to not waste your own time and think about, like, am I getting what I want from this interaction?
Yeah.
Because chances are most people will respond, but there's different levels of success. People care about, you know what I mean? Like different things.
You gotta be a pain in the ass. You gotta be a pain in the ass. And I mean that in the most...
People are afraid of that. No one wants to seem like a pain, or seem annoying, like I'm annoying someone.
I'll give an example, okay? I'll give it, but I'll give you the other side on this.
Okay.
This guy, Tony. Like, I feel Tony. He might be older, but
he's a free bird.
He's a free bird.
Just two free birds.
Just a couple of free birds.
Singing in the wind.
Clucking. tweet, tweet, motherfucker. I will say this. I'll give you two examples. And what was going on through my mind.
Okay.
And this is why it's fucked up. Okay. And I don't think I'm fucked up. I just think I'm just like the Tony.
Okay.
I was in the street the other day, just walking the streets with a friend. We're having drinks. We go to, and then this woman came up to me and she's like, I listened to the podcast and started talking and was like, do you guys know a good place to get a drink around here?
Okay.
And I was like, down that street, there's a bar down there. And then that was it. And then I got a message later. Hey, great to meet you. Love that place. Whatever. And then if you want to get a drink sometime.
Okay.
So I just liked it. Because I was like, I'm not, that's not right, where this is going.
Yeah, that's a no.
That's a no.
Yeah.
But it was a like. I'm trying to do like a nice no. Right. Because I do respond, I feel like I have to do, I don't want to just.
I think that's fine. The liking it is fine.
And right, just walk away.
Yeah.
And then there was another message of like, oh, thought I felt like kind of a vibe. If you're open to that. And I'm like, and then I get in my head.
Well,
I go,
you're like, if you felt a vibe, this would have been the perfect opener for you to do something about it.
Me to do something. Yeah. Yes. But then it's that reiteration of it. Because right. there was the closing should be the heart. Then it comes, I guess I'll take that as a no because I thought I felt, I'm like, and then I'm going, maybe, and I'm like, thinking about it, I'm like, did I miss something? What's going on? And you do kind of backtrack on yourself and you go, and it goes to that, like, I think very male spot of like, am I missing out, you know, right. type of thing. And you go, and I had to go, no, like again, you know, yeah. like I had to like go against a lot of like very inside of me things where I'm like, well, I want to be nice. And I maybe there was, are they cute? You know, I kind of went back.
Yeah.
Backwards in my thinking again.
You did a favor by not.
Of course.
Doing that.
Because and they're very nice. Him. There's nothing wrong. But I was like, I didn't, in this 5 second interact, I wasn't there. And also I'm going on dates with other people, you know, like I'm trying to be more purposeful as I've discussed in these long promos people hate. These long intros people hate. But this, I think this is on topic. I had another situation. I'm on dating app and a woman that hearts me on Hinge. I know this person. I know exactly who they are. Not because we're friends.
Okay.
We've matched like 700 times.
Okay. There's always those people.
There's always those people. And they're very cute. And I'm like, I think I remember this person. And I'm like, and I go back to our text and I see their name. I type in the name. We have texts from late last year.
Okay.
And literally the last text is me going, hey, I don't have the time to date right. Like literally ending it.
And then now, she liked you.
Heart me.
Okay.
And I'm like, now I'm back in this thing of doing the what's wrong? Why is she coming? Right. Why does she know something I don't about our connection that doesn't exist?
You said the timing.
I did say the timing.
So she was probably like, maybe the timing is different for him now.
It's a year ago. I know, maybe. And she's exactly what I thought when I looked at the text. Because I did go, well, maybe. And I wrote, I answered the heart.
Okay.
And I don't feel like, I don't feel like an asshole. I feel like I'm like, Jared, you do this. I don't know. I think we all do this. I think this is normal. And I wrote back, is this our year? And then she wrote, if you ask on a date.
Right.
And it's like, she's right.
Yeah.
She's right. Shit her girl off the pot.
She did the boyfriend or fuck off.
She did the boyfriend or fuck off or date or fuck off. But she also did, she was a pain in the ass.
Okay.
Rightfully so.
But that's good, you're saying.
I think it's good. That was my point. Because my answer, like, again, if you're a pain in the ass from this side, from the side that we get a lot of questions about, from the male side, there's nothing I can do in that. If I come back to, if you make a date, with
right. you have to either leave or come back with a date. Yeah. Right, yeah.
So to relate this to Tony.
Ask for what you want.
You got to be a little bit of a pain in the ass.
Right.
And be unafraid of that because everyone, your mom's a pain in the ass, your aunt's a pain in the ass, everyone that made someone that has a little kitty running around, they have a pain in the ass fucking parent.
Squeaky wheel gets the grease.
That's right.
Right?
Gets the Weed. Tony jam.
Gets the old man. If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you to achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Are we ready for some awkward sex?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay, UUP at Betches.com. Keep sending them in. Listen, we have new merch.
We do.
Ring that bell, merch people. Woo, woo, woo. I got the t-shirt.
The merch bell. Yes, me too.
T-shirt is...
going to wear it next time.
Comfy, thick. Like, it's got that...
It's a great summer shirt.
It's a good tee.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to wear it when I'm in Madison this weekend. Wear it on stage, maybe for some photo ops.
You guys, get them. Let everyone know where you stand. You're a fan of the UA podcast. And you, too, also are a splash of obnoxious.
That's right. Splash of obnoxious. shop.betches.com/collections/UUP. Just go to shop.betches.com. I think they'll be able to find it.
Just do it.
/Atilde. J&J, listener and benefit subscriber from the UK. Jolly hair. That discovered your podcast while living in the States a few years ago and have never turned back. Hoping you guys do a show in the UK sometime, as I am forming a wee army of UK fans.
Do it.
Wee wee, motherfucker.
I want to go to the UK.
I want to go so bad. I love a wee army.
Yeah. Get a show together. We'll get the people to demand us to come and we'll be there.
Yes. Get those red coats together. Create a small militia.
And ask for independence.
Thank you for all that you do. Got an awkward sex scenario for you guys. I had been seeing my now boyfriend for 2 months. At this point, we were still in that trying to impress each other stage where you are hiding certain less appealing parts of yourself. He had come over to my apartment one night to cook me a steak dinner. Now, for context, I am a long-term IBS sufferer. And meat and potatoes don't usually sit well in my stomach, so this was a recipe for disaster.
I feel like meat and potatoes is the best meal for one stomach, right? It's very simple.
I thought the same exact thing.
Yeah. And we had a triple cheese enchilada or something. Do you know what I mean?
I guess this shows how little we know about the IBS struggle. Like, I get potatoes maybe because it's a starch.
I guess. I just think, like, usually when you feel weird or your stomach hurts, someone's just like, just eat bread.
Yeah, sauce and cheese and all those extracurriculars is what gets you in trouble, I would think, too.
We'll have to get in a registered dietitian.
Alcohol can't help either. Like, I know.
Probably not.
A morning without alcohol, where there was no alcohol the night before is a better sit on the toilet than a morning that was after alcohol for me.
Yeah. Right? I would agree with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
About 30 minutes after we had eaten, we are sitting on the floor playing a card game. We start making out. Things are getting hot and heavy. He pulls me up off the floor onto his lap. The motion of pulling me up off the floor was clearly too much for my sensitive stomach, and I let out this massive earthquake of a fart.
So it's a thing.
I don't know why, but maybe because with an English accent, this might be hot.
Of course.
Of course. Like, does the accent help me? Like I can't, like, if she read this, I might be into it.
You would be, like, turned on by it.
The motion of pulling me up off the floor was creating.
Are we in Harry Potter?
Dumbledore lifted me up with his wand. It was clearly too much for my sensitive stomach. And I let out this massive earthquake of a fart.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that
there's so much sexier? There's so much farting material.
A lot of fart material. There is a moment of silence as both of us try and process what happened.
There's like the moment where it's like, should we? You have in your head as both the person who did it and the person who is next to you of like, should I say something or should we pretend that it just didn't happen?
Acknowledgement. Was it loud enough that we have a third player in the room?
Is it possible? Right. Is it possible that no one heard it but me? Probably.
He then breaks the silence by saying, wow, there was no hiding that one.
I guess not. There's your answer. I respect that, though.
Yeah,
at least.
Good. Yeah. You got to call it out. I'm so mortified that I start hysterically and uncontrollably laughing to the point that I literally piss my pants.
Oh, my God. There's a lot of bowel movements going on.
Yeah, you got to get some more control, lady. I hope he hadn't noticed. And continued the makeout session in order to move on from the fart situation and in the hopes of covering up the fact that I had wet myself.
Oh, my God.
She tried to solve her fart problem with a pee problem.
This is absurd.
I didn't think the situation could get much worse at this point, but I was wrong. It was quite a chilly night, so I was in a thin pair of pajamas, and he had come wearing a pair of light gray tracksuit bottoms. As things start to develop, we decide to move things to the kitchen counter. Saucy. But to my horror, as I stand up, I see that there is a huge wet patch on his trousers.
Okay.
I completely panic and scramble to think of an explanation that isn't, oops, sorry, it seems that you were soaked in my pee. In my frantic state, I decided to pretend that the makeout session has made me so wet that I had not only soaked through my own trousers, but his too. God bless the male ego. Because he bought this story instantly and in awe immediately demanded to put his hands down my pants so he could just see how wet he had made me.
It's backfired.
Let me see what you're working with down there. What is he, a mechanic? He's like, let me get under the hood.
Right. I could see how that would escalate to that.
I dodged his advances because, of course, he would discover that I was not remotely wet. Well, at least not from him being turned on, LOL. I don't think he would have known either.
You don't think so?
I wouldn't have known.
Wouldn't
shit.
Wouldn't it smell? The smell would be like the tip off.
But no guys being like, oh, that's you stink. You know, like that's not going to be right. You're going to be in the moment.
Yeah, that's fair.
Power persuasion.
I would assume that he would smell it.
No, I don't think. Ultimately, I quickly made a sexy show of stripping his tracksuit pants off him and claimed that I was needing to go to do a wash anyway, so I would just throw them in with my stuff in the hopes of getting them in the washer before he noticed that it was in fact pee. We are still together, and he still has no idea that I had in fact peed on him, but still brings up the time that I farted on him.
Oh, wow.
Hope you guys enjoyed this story. My friends get a real kick out of it, and I was hysterically laughing while writing this. Lots of love. Piss poor excuse.
This woman's got a lot of bowel issues.
I mean, she's got to do some Kegels or some shit, right? Or I don't
just
know.
Came out, I mean, I guess some people laugh. I mean, pee when they laugh.
Oh, yeah. That's a very, that happens.
But for it to be that much is very interesting. That it got on his tracksuit. Right?
I've mentioned this before. Women peeing, totally different game.
Because it doesn't go one place?
Yeah, well, I can understand, like, a woman peeing her pants is more of, like, a water balloon popping.
Okay.
Like, for me, it's like...
You should teach health class.
I should, right?
Yes.
I've been thinking about that, taking up a side hustle.
Mr. Freed.
Now, ladies, you're going to have a water balloon pop every time.
And that's what it's going to feel like when you go to the bathroom. Jared will tell you.
See, mine is more like the pee... Like, for a man, it would be like, boop, boop, boop. Like, I would imagine the female pee would be...
I get. I mean, it might come out in spurts like that, but it wouldn't be like you said. It wouldn't be like directed.
Yeah.
In one place. Interesting. What if you? What if someone told you this? Would you care? Or if this happened, would you care?
I wouldn't care.
First hookup.
Not a deal breaker at all. Like okay. This is like.
The fart is a turn on. As
I
heard.
Well, I think it's all a turn on. The idea that I had this much control over someone's body.
That I made her laugh
like that. Right. Yeah.
Would you prefer that to actually being wet?
I guess that's the ego at play that she's talking about, that I'd be like...
Would you rather be really sexy or really funny? I guess that's the ultimate question here.
Well, I guess to me, it's like the transitive property. If you're funny, you'll be considered sexy.
Okay. I guess for men.
For men, yeah. You know, that's the luck what of a being world a dude.
To, yeah, what a world to live in.
Right. If a guy did this, what would you think?
If he peed on my clothes, I mean, I would assume he came. Or something, I guess, right?
See, the difference between pee and cum and wetness and pee to me are like, it's very different.
Yeah, I mean, cum is definitely not that, I mean, it's not like absurd amount. Like,
yeah, I mean, urine could that be, much cum, you'd be like, what have you been doing, dude?
Right? When's the last time you said? I don't know, I guess it'd be fine.
Him laugh so hard that he pees his pants. After
it depends. Here's the thing. It depends how funny the joke was. If it was really funny... I'm cool with it. So if it wasn't that funny, I'd be like, okay, relax.
Like it was your joke. You were you're going,
this is not even my good material. Yeah, now we don't have a compatible sense of humor. You know, you gotta make me work for it a little bit.
I love the idea of being turned off by how much someone loved your joke.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you might think that, right? Yeah. If you were like that was a really bad one and the person's laughing hysterically, it's like
sometimes you're on stage and someone's laughing so much that I have to acknowledge it.
Right.
Like, I have to be like, I know this. Because then the worst is...
Do you like that? Well, I mean, it's better than, like, them sitting there, like, with a sour face on.
Well, the worst is when one person is having the best time of their lives and then there's the rest of the audience, like, 100 people. It's like, what the fuck? Right. Like, they're looking at this person like, he's not...
Can you imagine being that person?
I think it's harder to be me on stage.
I guess.
Because I have to go. It kind of feels like the whole audience is like, Jared, you better.
Did you plant this person?
Yeah, like, what did you do? Yeah. I have like a stock joke I do for that.
Which is what? I mean, we won't give it away.
We won't give it away.
But you go see one of Jared's shows all across the country on jaredfree.com.
Yeah, right. To not laugh and watch one person laugh.
Yeah. That would be
my shit. It's a good ad for the shows. What would you call it?
I call it Loose Lips, Loose Bowels.
I like that.
What do you call it?
I call it the Exploding Woman.
Okay, I like that.
Right? The Maddie had the Super Soaker, the Wet Willy.
The leak.
Leaky Lily.
Interesting. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been to therapy for many years, and one of the benefits of having been to therapy is that I've learned to get to know myself better. And so I know just how much social interaction I can take before I need to revert back into my shell. So it's really helped me optimize the time that I have out and socializing with friends, and also helped me like know when it's time to just go home and be on my own. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/UUP today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/UUP.
It feels like I've tried every trick in the book to get better sleep. Cutting out late night snacks, no TikTok before bed. But let's be real. I'm going to keep scrolling. What did elevate my bedtime routine? Upgrading my bedding to Bowl and Branch. And right now you can take 20% off their selection of buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. Upgrade your bedding now and thank me later. I have the Bowl and Branch sheets. Other than being beautiful, they are so comfortable. They're hotel quality. You're going to sleep better. And here's the trick. Take your Boll & Branch sheets, put them in the wash, then make the bed and get directly into that hot bed. You're going to have the best sleep of your life. Made from the rarest 100% organic cotton and completely free from toxins, it's easy to see why Boll & Branch are loved by millions of sleepers. These best-selling sheets feel incredible on night one and get softer and softer for years to come. Boll & Branch signature sheets come in 14 versatile colors in all sizes, from twin up to California King, and they offer a 30-night worry-free guarantee, so you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets for an entire month. If you don't love them, you can send them right back. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Boll & Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code UUP at BollandBranch.com. That's Boll & Branch, BollandBranch.com. Promo code UUP. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay. Are we ready for our
Let's do another email. UUP at Betches.com. Keep sending them in. Jordana,
okay.
How's oversharing going?
It's going very well.
Yes.
I mean, we've at this point of our recording, we've only released two episodes, but the feedback has been really good. And it's interesting to be able to look at a lot of other weird, messed up relationships besides dating.
So you're getting a lot of like sister stuff, brother stuff, family stuff. Is that kind of coming in now hot?
You get a lot of family stuff, a lot of ethical stuff. Like we just recorded an episode about like, you know, my boyfriend and I are around this other couple, and my friend is kind of like verbally abusing her, like,
oh, and it's the
her
friend.
Boyfriend. And she's like, but she's my friend. So like, should I say something? We have like a little bit of like an ethical debate.
That's interesting.
Over that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's just, it's just an interesting conversation. If you have interests in interpersonal relationships overall, give it a try.
It is so weird to see what your friend becomes in couple.
Yeah.
Like, that's a different...
Especially if you've never seen them.
Yeah.
Or in a certain phase of their relationship. So it is awkward to be around a couple that is, like, clearly not doing well.
Oh, my God.
Or at least in front of you.
Yeah. No, that's, like, leave the room territory for me. Like, I don't like being around that shit.
I like it, like, for, like, a second.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes,
for a
yes.
second, it's like, okay, like, we're going to find out. It's better than, like, bullshit, like, everything is incredible couple.
No, I hate that.
But it really, you only have, like... 2 minutes of an awkward tension before it becomes actually unpleasant.
And then you got to go, okay, we got to go.
Right.
Yeah. No, I want like a SportsCenter highlight of your bad relationship. And obviously we're not talking about like you know, horrible related. Right. You know, we're talking about like a little, we want to see the tiff.
Yes.
And then we want to get exactly. out of there. Yeah.
Yeah. We don't want like anything too intense.
Hey.
But yeah, it's a lot of stuff like that. A little, you know, I like the ethical part of it too. It's like, what is the,
yeah.
should you say something? Is it any of your business? It's like a whole.
Yeah. Do we cut itself. The baby in half? A lot of King Solomon choices going
exactly.
on.
Exactly.
Love it. And also, listen, we got you up with benefits. People, if you're listening right now, you like this show. If you're not a benefits subscriber, I don't know what you're doing. $3 a month, 2 extra podcasts a month. Right now, you can go and listen to Jordan and I talk about ourselves. I mean, it's very much intimate. Us on the couch. It's intimate.
Yes. And it's ad-free.
Ad-free, day early podcast. All you got to do is hit that button on the Apple podcast app or search You Up With Benefits on Spotify and sign up.
So. And if you're not sure and you just want to try it, you can get a 7-day free trial.
Boom. What's easier than that? What are we talking about in the second email?
Today we are talking about a pros and cons list in a relationship. I'm just going to read it.
Okay.
Hi, Jared and Jordana. Feather, as per usual. I was introduced to the show by my sister during the pandemic, and now I'm a loyal fan and benefit subscriber. Thank you, just like this listener.
That's right.
We are both spreading the good word to the point that one friend lets out a groan every time I reference a You Up tidbit. She's not worthy of your advice. I'm glad we're all in agreement.
Yeah, thank God. We didn't want her anyways.
Exactly. She just hasn't listened yet. I have been with the same guy for about 11 years. People often think high school sweethearts because we are from the same town, but our origin story is drunken university pub crawl. How sweet. Recently, I was doing some spring cleaning, which involved clearing out a filing cabinet with several years worth of random papers. I love making a pros and cons list when faced with a difficult decision. Okay. Sounds like fun. In this pile of papers from about 2016 onwards, I came across several pros cons lists related to my current relationship. Essentially, these were stay in the relationship or leave in search of something else lists. I gave a cursory glance, but then trashed all of these rediscovered lists without thinking more about the items on the lists. After hearing Jordana read her saved relationship-related email and Jared talking about doing a disservice to his past self by rematching on the apps, it got me thinking about the following questions. 1. Did I do a disservice to my past self by not reviewing these lists in more depth before discarding, or was it reasonable to use current thinking and feeling as the context that matters? 2. What are your thoughts around a pros-cons style list for relationship decision-making? 3. Broadening this out, what makes something valuable to save from a past relationship and or relationship experience? For current context, I'm feeling great about my relationship at this time with no major concerns. I think my partner and I both continue to grow and redefine what is important to us as we age, mid-30s now, and are on the same page for the importance to us stuff. Side note, I did not tell my lovely sister that I was submitting this, and I'm so curious to see how long it takes her to know it is me. I guess she'll find out. XO, lazy with my love list. Do you know what this reminds me of? Along Came Polly.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's like the insurance. He has to determine how much
he assesses risk.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And then he does it for her.
Yes. And she didn't like that.
She reads it.
Yeah.
I think it was a Friends episode, too, that this came up.
I think that sounds familiar as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I know the Along Came Polly thing, very more memorable to me.
Right.
What do you think?
I don't know. I'm trying to think if I found, well, I guess her questions are, did I do a disservice to my past self by not reviewing these lists in more depth before discarding? I don't think you did a past disservice at all. Mm-hmm. I would find it interesting personally just to see how what I valued changed. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't think these lists happen on a Tuesday randomly.
Right. They happen when you're in a moment of crisis a little bit.
Or I think, you know, I do believe relationships either go to the next level or they end.
Right.
So you either move in or you break up. Most relationships where you're like, I don't know if I'm going to go to this next, that you're right around the next thing coming.
Right. And then you have to make a decision.
You have to make a decision. And so I understand if you're this type of person who makes lists and who makes pros and cons, and that's how you think about things. That's how you get, you know, declutter your mind. Because again, if random thoughts are coming up, it can be more confusing than anything else. I understand why this would help someone.
Right.
If someone were to get mad about it, I thought
that if that's the way their brain worked. Would you care if you found out and someone that you were dating had a list about you?
I would understand it.
I wouldn't want to read it. It's like I wouldn't a review.
I don't want to read it, but I would understand it because I'm doing that in my head too.
Right. You know, everyone is doing it. Everyone. Some people are just putting it on paper.
Totally. And I could see, especially considering, again, this is why this podcast, her friend that doesn't want to listen is an idiot. Because I don't think some people can't live in the land of nuance and context. There's a lot of nuance to this email. She's been in an 11-year relationship.
Yeah.
So I can understand year three, we're not getting married, but should I stay in this?
Yeah. I think that's totally normal. And the idea, mm-hmm. I think the idea that we need to get rid of is the idea that once you, this whole like, you know thing, and then that's really meant to shame people who think critically about their relationships.
Yeah.
To me, like the, you know thing to me is like a little bit of bullshit.
Yeah. Well, it's also always, it comes from people in relationships.
Right.
So, of course, you know, when you're stuck in the fucking thing you're in.
Right. It's easy really for you to say now. Yeah.
There's a saying. It's easy to connect the dots looking backwards.
Yeah.
And then you can go, look at every hour story page. A bunch of you know. Right. But nah, you didn't know.
Right. That's not really what happened.
That's not how it goes. Yeah. I just put up a TikTok today about how annoying it is. It'll happen when you're not even looking.
Right.
It's like, yeah, that's how it fucking happens.
Yeah.
You're not giving me new information. You'll have to at least expect it. Yeah, of course I'm not expecting to meet the love of my life every day.
Right.
That's the extreme.
Yeah.
I'm expecting to meet people I hate every day.
Yeah, that's not helpful. It goes into one of all those things of things that are not helpful. And like you said, if you know is like the R story thing. And to me, that's like, it's just bad. That's just bad advice. You could know whether you want to go on a second date or someone or something or not. Or you could know. I mean, you could. There is a sense of that. But if I do think that if you're like, it's like relationships are the only thing where you're expected to be like 100% all the time obsessed with your decision.
Well,
right?
Yes, yes, yes.
And that's the only thing where it's socially unacceptable to be like, overall, I'm happy, but I have these issues.
Well, I think you're right. And I think that goes back to the person who can't understand where this person's coming from. The idea that like, I'm in this, but there's problems I have.
Right. Which I think is going to be true of anything.
Anything. Well, there's people that can't even deal with that.
Right. And
out there, like, you know, the, oh no, oh, don't say that. Yeah. You know how many times,
it's a delusional thing.
It's a delusional, yeah. But we encounter these people every day and we never call them delusional because
and the easier to be right. It feels better. It feels like it's more comforting to know that there's like a moment when, you know what I mean? It all falls into place and then you don't even really have to work at it because it's all just so smooth.
Yeah. You know? Well, I hate to keep going back, but I can't stop referencing the friend that rolls their eyes when this podcast gets referenced. Okay. Because this podcast...
You're going to remember that for a while.
Yeah, it fucking stung me a little bit. But
let us know her Instagram handle.
But I know that person. That person can't deal with the things we talk about here.
Right.
They can't hear a tough reality.
Yeah.
You know, and a tough reality is your significant other has some cons on the list.
Right. As does everyone. As do you.
Yeah, as do you,
which is like a whole other...
Yes.
Thing in itself. And the lack of awareness of that or like pretending. I think there's a lot of pretending, especially among women, of like, we've got it all figured out. And like a judgment of someone who doesn't. To me, it's just different than anything else. The expectations we have from anything else. We don't buy a house and are like, and if one thing goes wrong, like, you know what I mean? It was a bad decision. If the, you know, if the downstairs toilet sometimes is clogging, then this was a bad decision. Or if I have a job where, you know, it doesn't, I don't get in health insurance, then, you know what I mean? Then it's a bad, then I hate it, or it's a bad job. And I think that's like most people are understanding of it in those realms. But I do think with relationships, there's like a judgment of anyone who doesn't project having like it all 100% together.
Yeah. The judgment also comes in the form of like all of your feelings. Like, you know, going on, you know, it becomes this thing of like, you know, we were talking off mic about like who should pay for the first date.
Right.
Like this kind of goes into that subject of going, he didn't pay. I'm not going on a second date. And someone goes, well, not ever. It's like, no one can tell you what to do in this. You know, and that's why
there is no right answer.
There's no right answer. Yeah. Your answer's right. The idea that she took these lists and threw them out today, that makes total sense to not look at those today because it's a different world that they live in. And she's happy.
Yeah.
She's not at a crossroads.
I don't think she did anything wrong.
No.
I would be curious just to see how I've evolved. It would be more about me, less about how... Because I think of...
Like what you cared about.
Yeah, I think of what I looked for in a relationship at 22 and what I look for now, and they're just like completely different. Mm-hmm. The priorities change, I'm sure, for you too. Like,
of course.
The completely different set of things. So I would just be interested just in almost like reading an old diary entry. Like,
yeah.
What was the... How did my brain work at that time?
Yeah, that's... And it is an interesting walk down memory road, more than anything else.
For you, yeah mostly about you, less about the other person. And then I guess we answered the second one. What are our thoughts about the list? With it. And then what makes something valuable to save from a past relationship or relationship experience?
I don't know what that means.
I guess like, let's say you had an old sweater, maybe, or like an old love letter.
Yeah.
Is that like, do you believe in saving that? I think.
I don't save anything. I'm out.
She's
asking
sentiment.
About an 11-year relationship, yeah. So I don't know. Like,
yeah.
I have things from like past, where like I have a drawer that I've like
what's in the drawer.
I've had exes that are like giving me a note, and I'm like, okay, put it in the drawer. We fucking get.
You don't
rid
even
of
read it.
Sometimes I can't.
Can I read it?
I can't handle it. I'm just like, I made my decision. I don't want to have to fucking read this.
What if it's a nice note? Never a nice note.
It's never nice. No, but I've gotten like cards and stuff. I don't really hold on to that stuff.
So you throw it out or it's in the drawer?
Well, at first you can't throw it out because then they're like, well, what are you going to do with it? And you're like, oh, I'm going to put it in this drawer. And then,
it'd be funny if you just read it and you were like, that's great. Toss.
Yeah. I mean,
can't throw things out. It's like when you get like a holiday card from like someone with kids or family. It's like, you see the holiday card. You're like, this is cute. And then you like kind of want to throw it out.
Yeah.
But you're like, that seems rude. So you put it on your fridge for like a week.
Here's what I do. My friends send me those. I take a picture of it. I send it back to them. Oh my God.
Toss. And then I delete the photo.
Delete it.
But it's in my text if you ever need it. That's very funny.
I've cleared.
Yeah. With
them.
I keep a lot of stuff.
You do?
I do. It from relationships, I guess, in general. Or just from like anything. I like to like it takes me back to like a feeling of that point in time, which I think is kind of cool.
Would you ever make something from it?
What do you mean? Like a
like you've encouraged
a collage?
Mike. Yeah, a collage. Like you've encouraged Mike to write you cards. You like cards.
Yeah.
Would you ever like make something out? Do you have those cards?
I have those cards. I'll read them on occasion.
Mm.
I like reading them. They make me feel like very good.
So he wakes up in the middle of the night, he turns over and you're like, Christmas 2019.
No, I don't read them like all the time.
Yeah.
But like sometimes, you know when I read them? Every year when I move. Every year when I move and I have to like look at all my shit.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, here are the cards. And then I'll like, oh, this is a nice card.
That would be a great perk with Betches Moving Company.
Right.
You guys all, we include a free sit with you and read your old cards.
100%. Oh my God, I love
that. With every move, yeah.
That would be great. Value add. Yeah.
I mean, it's a different type of move.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's more women or more, I mean, maybe you just have less sentimentality to
I'm a sentimental guy. I don't know. I
wonder about a nice card anyone wrote you? Anyone ever write you like a nice long card saying what they loved about
I'm
you?
I'm sure I've gotten those.
That you demanded yearly, biannually.
Yeah, I haven't. No, I'll read them. I don't know. Maybe, it'll happen when I least expect it.
Yeah. Or invite me over. I want to read them.
Yes. I'll set you up with some good reading material.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a AA cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with code podcast15.
Let's play some games.
Let's do it.
Before we get started, we have a new red flag deal breaker jingle.
Yes.
I'm so excited. We both haven't heard this.
I love the jingles.
Okay. Is it a red flag or a deal breaker? They have table manners of a second grader. They think you're gonna be
the money maker. Red flag or deal breaker. I love those.
I am like, my heart is fully warmed.
Were those the Jonas Brothers?
I mean, my God.
Right?
And it sounded like it.
It sounded like a real like boy band.
Do we have a plug to give these people?
Oh, wow. He's our unofficial
jingler.
Jingler man.
Jordan Castillo at J Castillo Music on Instagram. Go support. That was amazing.
He's so good. So talented.
We might have to play that at the live show.
Yeah.
Let's play some games.
Let's
hit
do
the
it.
Music. And then boom. Is it a red flag?
I want to like rock out.
Yeah. Right?
I love the like varying genres that are also submitted. It's not just like boy band ish. It's not just Les Mis odes or like.
Well, it is interesting that you know when you say something, everyone. It's like reading Harry Potter. You know, everyone goes to their own creative place, has their own thought.
No one more creative than this crew of You Up followers.
Love it. Just want to say that I'm a proud brunch convert, a group chat success story, if you will. Been listening for almost a year and thank you guys. Hoping this makes the pod because the brunch table is evenly divided on this. Red flag or deal breaker, they pee in your bedroom garbage can.
Wow.
Let me explain. Super lovely guy, both inside
that's
and
exactly
out.
That's exactly how you think that's going to start.
Right? Super great sex. Super small bladder. Every time we would finish, he'd go to the bathroom, which is what the girl's supposed to do, but we did drink a lot that night, so I'm not going to judge. Well, hold on. Every time we would finish, the girl's supposed to go to the bathroom, I know, for UTI.
Yes.
But guy can go to the bathroom too, no?
Yeah. They could also like clean up if they want to. Yeah. You know, they don't need to do it in front of you.
Okay. I would. Yeah. I guess I am that position. I go after you, ma'am.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. That's fair.
Okay. At one point, I guess he couldn't hold it long enough to run down the hallway and leaps across the room to my trash basket. Thank God it was lined. And but there was nothing in it. So for what felt like 5 full minutes, all I heard was the sound of pee hitting the plastic bag. No eye contact was made for obvious reasons.
Did he not say anything?
That's I guess it was crazy. That much of an emergency. It is my biggest fear to have my partner see me pee. Kudos to this man for really not giving a fuck. I still let him back in my bed because it's been a long 2 years of singledom. We cuddled and he kissed my hand on the way out.
Wow. Now he's a gentleman.
Yeah, right?
Now he's a gentleman.
Anyway, now I'm left with a trash bag with pee in it and a big old question of if I can see this guy again. Thank you for everything. Can't wait to hear your thoughts, please. It's urgent. We're supposed to hang out next Friday. Much love. Wow. Peace help.
That's funny.
Peace help. Wrong can. Trashy bitch.
I think the bigger deal breaker is that he didn't say anything and he left the urine there for her to clean up.
Yeah, the idea that she's just sitting there with a bag like it's a goldfish.
Right,
that she just
now
got.
It's her problem.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's the deal breaker to me. If he like if he really had to go and he couldn't make it to the bathroom, fine. Reference it.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Yeah. Let me take care of this for you.
Yeah, to just start peeing going, look away.
And then kiss your hand and leave. What?
M'lady.
Right?
Yeah.
Very bizarre.
Good luck with that pee bag.
She said they're supposed to hang out next Friday. What would you do? I would message him about the pee and see what his reaction to it is.
Yeah, I think you have to. There's one more chance to be given.
Yeah, I'm surprised she didn't say anything as soon as it happened. Like, no one discussed it?
She let him back in the bed. We cuddled.
Did they discuss it?
I don't know. Yeah. She doesn't say that here, but I do think.
That's an animal who just pees in someone's garbage and then gets back into bed.
That's an animal.
No?
It is weird to not take the bag with you. Or to like dispose.
Or to say something.
Mm.
All of the above.
All of the above is weird. You wouldn't bring him home again?
I would discuss it with him over as soon as it happened. And then yeah. If I was too stunned to say anything, maybe text him about it after. I wouldn't not say anything.
Oh,
to me,
something,
that'd be weird.
Yeah, I think if she texted him, hey, the pee bag's waiting for you to throw it away.
Yeah.
It's still here.
Are you a cat? Is this a litter box? Like, what is going on? It's a little too casual for me.
It also, I mean, it translates to everything.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, like, you're right.
You're so okay with just doing that. No commentary.
No taking out the trash.
Right. That'd be the kind of thing where if he ghosted you like 2 weeks later, you would have to be like, the signs were there that he does not, he's not thinking of me.
He's not aware.
Yes.
Yeah.
Should have seen it coming. All right. Our second one is a voicemail.
Perfect.
And if you want to leave us a voicemail, you can leave it at 212-589-8903.
Save it in your phone. Okay. Let's hear it.
Hey, JJ. Huge fan. I got a red flag or deal breaker for you. Red flag or deal breaker on a first date. He only talks in a customer service voice. Like, that's his natural default voice. Just for context, this was the first date with a guy I met off in an app, and he was a bank teller. And it was really annoying. I tried to overlook it, but it was a deal breaker for me. So what do you guys think?
Cash or check? He just only references.
Brought his work home with him. Yeah. I guess what would that sound like? I wish they had done
I think maybe it's like a customer service voice, you know, like, hey, this is Jared. How are you doing today? I don't know. Is it like they say customer service-y things or they have a customer service voice?
Thank you for coming on this date.
That's more like game show host, right? I think. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm right. trying to figure
it's
out.
Like, the tellers talk to you like that at the bank.
Please press 1 for I'll get another drink.
Automated voice is creepy. Yeah. But like if it's, I'm trying to think what customer service voice is. It's like unenthusiastic, but sometimes it sounds.
Thank you for coming on this date.
Yeah.
Will you be needing any, I don't know. I'm trying to think.
Sex later? Will you need? Sounds like a Seinfeld episode.
Press 1 for suck my dick. Press like, I don't know. Yeah, right?
I think it would be out just because it doesn't sound like we would have good
just not
communication.
Yeah, it's not natural.
Yeah. I wish because this was a voicemail that she did an impression of what she was talking about.
Customer service voice. Because I call Delta every day.
Every day?
Oh, I call all the time.
Wow. That's why they won't sponsor us.
Right? That's the problem. I call all the time.
All the time.
Yep.
And they're like, we are not interested.
Yeah. I'm just hucking them for miles.
Is that what you're doing?
I call like if there's any
issue. You're especially the special number.
I get a better number.
You're like Rebel Wilson and the FBI.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm the Rebel Wilson of Delta Airlines.
Is this Delta? Do you have a guy there?
No, but you have the special line for the Diamond Medallion.
Okay.
So it's a little bit quicker. I don't really wait as long, usually.
Right.
And then, you know, I change flights a lot. Okay. My big thing is if the TV is wonky.
You get hey, the all TV the flights
was,
back?
TV oh. was weird. We'll throw you 50 grand. 50K miles. You know,
zero chance that happens. What?
I don't want to give away my secrets.
Oh my God.
No, look, they'll hit you with 25K.
Usually
they'll hit you with
$10K. $15 credit.
You want the miles. Add it in the, put it in the bucket.
Wow.
So if you have issues, you call Delta. You go, hey, those are my, especially when the TV doesn't work. Okay. You've paid for a certain experience.
What if you went on a date with a Delta customer service representative?
I mean, would that be not have ideal? To wait on, that. That's the goal. So you're just,
if you're not interested, do you now just text her about your changing your flights?
Hey, Anna. No, we can't go out this week, but I have some other things that
I have a flight that I need to change, which is where you come in.
All right, let's do one more. You ready?
Let's do it. All right. Hey, J&J, red flag or deal breaker submission for you. My friend was chatting with a guy on Bumble, but then he stopped responding for a week. Not that unusual. Then he followed up saying he was MIA because he had the flu, and he unprompted provided his medical records to prove he wasn't lying. She found this to be too much information. Red flag. He should have just said he was sick and moved on. I said I would think it was kind of funny, to be honest. Maybe he's worried about seeming like a liar, so he's overcompensating. And then she sends the screenshot of he basically does send the results, and he also highlights the part in them which say his results. I assume that's him and not her.
Should we read the text?
Sure. So she says, thankfully was not out to drinks with a friend. Sounds like your weekend is off to a fun start. Ha ha.
Then he writes, haha, believe it or not, even worse than you can imagine. I came down with the flu, and yes, flu, not COVID. Ha ha. Just starting to feel better now.
Maybe he's, to me.
I think it's more about the COVID thing.
Right.
And that I understand because of the social thing with COVID. I don't know when this happened. Is this recent that we got this sent in? Pretty new one?
April 21st, the text is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, to me, it's a little bizarre to be this on guard for COVID stuff.
Okay. Like maybe he thinks he's probably like, I want to reschedule the date. Mm. I know there's COVID rules about how little I can go out. So I need to like get ahead of that. Yeah. Your judgment by saying this. I get his intentions. He's clearly like anxious about you taking it the wrong way.
Sure.
Part of me thinks it's like a little cute. It's a little, I would be like, it's a little try hard.
Yeah, that's the problem with it is like you want to go on this date too much. There's such a thing as wanting to go out too much on a first date.
Yeah.
And taking it can't just be drinks at this point. This guy sent you averted
feels
his
a little
HIPAA,
intense.
You know. Yes. It's just like, yeah, it's intense. Yeah.
Yeah.
It tells you exactly the type of person he's going to be.
If we hadn't been out yet, I think I might be out. But if we'd already gone out and it was fun and then I was like, "Oh, he's just like excited to see me again. He doesn't want to like me to maybe he thinks he's being like giving me information that he thinks I would think I would be weird for me to ask for, or for me to ask him if, are you sure it's not COVID or something? He's like getting ahead of that.
It is interesting. The thin line between, I just want to make sure you're comfortable to, no, believe me, please. I just want to go on a date, you know, like, and it could go either way, but I would be, I guess. Yeah, I get, it doth protest too much. Yeah,
it would be like a little eager beaver for me.
Yeah, personally. I think.
But
listen, we solved dating again.
We did it.
We did it. Proud once of us. Again, you're welcome, crowd. You don't get dating solved every day just by us two.
Especially to that person whose friend wasn't that interested. We will remember that if we ever run into this
rolls
person.
Rolls their eyes. Get out of here.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Well, listen, off the internet. I'm sure they'll be sent this episode many times to be told.
Yeah. That maybe they'll be a believer now.
Maybe us shaming them into it.
That usually works. Well, that's it for today. We will see you guys on Sunday with a great Sunday special.
Yes.
You Up is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Sean Kilby. Social media by Maddie Paul. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at You Up Pod on Instagram and Twitter. And send us your emails to youup@betches.com. Betches.